All right, guys. Good afternoon. Yesterday we spoke about, we opened up Tanya and we spoke about the idea of self-perception. How's a person supposed to perceive themselves? We asked a number of questions. And the last one being, how is it possible that Rabbah called himself a Beinoni? So that's where we're going to pick up today. So we're at the bottom of the first page of Tanya. V'gam lahavin muhus madrigas ha-Beinoni. So the author of it says, beyond the questions that we asked about self-perception and our new concepts of what a tzaddik is and what a rasha is, we have to really understand who the Beinoni is. Because this Sefer was written for the Beinoni, for these people who, as so far, we've called the in-betweeners. So we have to understand who this Beinoni is. And we have to understand what Rabbah meant when he said that he was a Beinoni. So the Alter Rebbe says, Gam lahavin mahus madrigas ha-Beinoni, in order to understand the essence of what a Beinoni really is, shebevadai eino mechtzes chuyos u-mechtze avonos, it can't be that sometimes he does averos, sometimes he does mitzvos, can't be that he is half and half. She'im kein, because if that's true, eich ta'ar Rabbah ba'atzmo lomar shehu Beinoni, how is it possible that Rabbah would have made this mistake and called himself a person who did half averos and half mitzos? So the concept here is that the Alter Rebbe can't accept that Rabbah is a person that has half and half. So why? Vinoda de lo pasik pumia migirsa anchafilu malach hamaves loya choli shlotbo. Ve'echayaya cholitos b'mechza avonos chas v'shalom. If we know who we're speaking about when we talk about Rabbah, it's impossible for us to come to the conclusion that he had half and half. So the Alter Rebbe brings a story just to emphasize this concept about Rabbah and how difficult it is to say that he's half and half. So the story is actually found in the Gemara twice, once about Rabbah and once about David HaMelech. The story goes as follows. Rabbah is sitting there and he's learning, obviously, in the Beis Medrash. And the Malach HaMavis, the angel of death, decides, Hashem sends him down. It's time for Rabbah to come up to Shemayim. And Rabbah realizes that the Malach HaMavis is coming, but he wants to continue learning. He's in the middle of a Geshmak Sugya, and he says, I don't want to go right now. So Rabbah obviously understood that so long as he was involved in learning Torah, the Malach HaMavis wouldn't bother him. So Rabbah goes on this Torah marathon for a few days, mamish, not stopping even for a second for any bittul, no eating, no drinking, just really going ahead and learning. And the story goes that the Malach HaMavis is trying to do all these different types of things in order to distract Rabbah. And one day, eventually, the Malach HaMavis goes outside and he shakes the tree. And Rabbah looks away from his sefer for a second to see what's going on outside. And at that moment, the Malach HaMavis takes him. Now, this story is found also about David HaMelech, a very similar story. But the concept here is that it can't be that we're talking about a simple sort of person who sometimes he messes up, sometimes he doesn't. He's a guy that literally, the Malach HaMavis needed to trick him, to stop learning in order so we can take him. So we're speaking about a Yachid Skula, a person that was a giant, the Rosh Hashiva of Pumpadisa. So it can't be that he has half Averos and half Zechuyo. So it has to be either one of two options. Either there's something else and something deeper about the concept of a Beinoni, the term Beinoni, or it needs to be that the Rabbah obviously called himself a Beinoni in a mistaken way. So the Alter Rebbe goes on to continue to prove this concept that it can't be that a Beinoni has half averos and half mitzvos. The ode, Sha'arei b'sha'asho se'i avonos nikra rasha gamor. When a person says the Alter Rebbe is involved in any averos, he is called a rasha gamor. So now, this is our first sort of insight into our three terms. What is a rasha? A rasha is a person who is involved or has been involved in averos and hasn't done tshuva for them. A Rasha isn't an evil person. That's not who his essence is. However, he is either involved now in Averos or he was involved in Averos and he hasn't done tshuva for them. So it's a person who is able to sin or was able to sin and hasn't done tshuva yet. So it can't be that this Beinoni has half Averos, because if he has half Averos, right, and he hasn't done tshuva for them, so then he's called a Rasha. V'macharkach asa tshuva nikra tzadik gomor. But afterwards, if he's done a full tshuva, so he's considered a full tzadik, a tzadik gomor. V'afilu ha'over al iser kal shel divrei sofrim. And even a person who does a small prohibition of the rabbis, mikrei Rasha, that person's called a Rasha. Once again, let's emphasize, a Rasha for the Alter Rebbe isn't an evil person essentially. What a Rasha is a person who has been involved in Averus or is involved in Averus now, making not the best decisions, and he hasn't done tshuva for them. V'afil, right? So even a person who's done a rabbinic prohibition is considered a Rasha. Kidisa Perik Bez Diavamos. Perikama Danida. Va'afilu Mishi Yesh Biada Limchos Vilo Michanikra Rasha. Right? And from another Gemara, it sounds like that even if he didn't do a prohibition, but he saw his friend doing a prohibition and he wasn't Moche, he didn't say you shouldn't do that, he's also considered a Rasha. V'kol Shekein V'kal V'chomer B'mevata Leza Mitzvah Saseh. Shafter Lo Lekaima. Look, the kol shekein the kal v'chomer b'mevatel is a mitzvah saseh she'efshar lo l'kayma, right? And for sure, even if a person didn't do a prohibition, not rabbinic and not Torah, and not even if he was mocha and his friend, if he wasn't mocha and his friend, but even a person who has the opportunity to do a positive mitzvah and doesn't do the mitzvah, k'mo shekol she'efshar lo l'asuk b'torah ve'ein osek. And a person has the opportunity to be learning Torah and he doesn't. Sha'alav darshu razal, that Chazal say about this person, ki davar Hashem bizah, he's embarrassed God's words. He karis tikaris and he's chayev karis. Upshita demikrei Rasha. And for sure this person is considered a Rasha, tvei ma'over iser d'rabbanan. V'im kain, and if all of this is true, that a person who's even done a small prohibition or a big prohibition, or not even did a prohibition, but he saw his friend doing something, or he had the opportunity to do a positive mitzvah, and if that person is considered a Rasha, so v'im kain al karcha chabenoni ein bo afilo avon bitl Torah, right? And therefore, it needs to be that this Beinoni doesn't even have a small avon, a small iser of bitul Torah, meaning he lives his life in a perfect way. Umishum hachi, and therefore says the Alter Rebbe, ta'ar Rabba ba'atzmo lomar shehu beinoni. He was mistaken. Rabba didn't really mean that he was a beinoni. He was mistaken. Now this is a wild concept which the Alter Rebbe is saying, that Rabba made a mistake. We're going to see that a little bit later on in the Sefer. The Alter Rebbe kind of takes a step back and he's going to explain what the deep understanding of a Beinoni is. But at least on our external understanding of, at least we know what a Rasha is. A Rasha is a person who is involved in Averus or is involved in Averus and hasn't done tshuva, or he had the opportunity to do a positive mitzvah. And he. So it sounds like, who's this Rasha? It sounds like us, meaning who these days hasn't done an Avera, or has done an Avera and hasn't done tshuva for it. We're not all perfect, right? So a Rasha is not an evil person, essentially. A Rasha is a person who is or was involved in Averos, or is or was involved in possibly passing up opportunities to connect with Hashem. That's who the Rasha is. And a Beinoni doesn't have any of that. It sounds like the Beinoni is this perfect person. Therefore, we're going to have to understand what the difference is between a Beinoni and a Tzaddik. The Alter Rebbe just says in a little bit of an off point, and sometimes when we see that the Gemara calls a person who has half Averus and half Mitzvos, why does the Gemara call him a Beinoni? And a person who has Rove, he has more mitzvos than Averis. He's considered a tzaddik. He's Shem HaMushal Linyan Tzchar V'Onesh. It's just a borrowed term for when it comes to reward and punishment. Because at the end of the day, the judge sort of has to decide whether, you know, after looking at the entire case, he has to decide, is he, you know, worthy of punishment? Is he not worthy of punishment? There is a huge, huge difference, a huge gap between the Beinoni and the Tzaddik, right? And even though that some Gemaras seem to compare them, really they're whole different worlds. They're worlds apart. So far, just to review what we've seen, a Rasha is a person who's been involved in Averos, or is involved in Averis and hasn't done tshuva for them, or he had the opportunity to connect to Hashem and he doesn't, or he had the opportunity to learn Torah and he doesn't, right? Once again, this is what I always like to tell myself, and if you've come to the conclusion at the end of the day that you're a Rasha after you leave today's lesson, that's not the worst thing in the world. To be a Rasha in the Alter Rebbe's world is not so hard, right? You don't have to be an evil person. Once again, like I said, these concepts are a little bit foreign to us because when we think of a Rasha, we think of like Esav, or we think of Yishmael, or we think of, you know, Hitler, Yimach Shemo. But a Rasha, in the Alter Rebbe's terminology, is a person who is capable of sinning, or has been involved in sin, and still hasn't rectified that. And a Beinoni is different. So now, we're going to have to understand what the difference between a Beinoni and a Tzaddik is, to further understand who the Beinoni is. So the Alter Rebbe continues to try to find out the distinction between the Tzaddik and the Beinoni. Amru Razal, Tzaddikim Yitzer Tov Shoftan. Right, the Gemara that we saw before, that it says that Tzaddikim, the Yitzer Tov, is in charge. Shenemar V'libi Chalol B'kirbi. David HaMelech in Sefer Tehillim says that he's a Tzaddik, and my heart is empty inside of me. What does that mean, say Chazal? My heart is empty. She'ein lo yitzahara ki hargu b'tainis. Because he has no evil inclination, because he's killed it through fasting. Aval kol mi shelo yigia l'madrega zo, says the Alter Rebbe, but anyone who hasn't gotten to the level which he has no evil inclination, even if his mitzvos outweigh the averos that he has, or it could be that there's even 99% and 1% of evil left inside of him, he's not considered a tzaddik at all, right? And therefore, Chazal tell us, Ra'a HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzadikim she'im mu'atim amad v'shlatlan b'chol dor v'dor k'mo shekasuv v'tzadik yesod olam. Says the Alter Rebbe, now we can understand what the Gemara means when that Hashem saw that there were a few amount of tzadikim, and therefore he dispersed them out amongst the different generations so that they can be the source of inspiration to other people. So explains the Alter Rebbe that the distinction between the Tzaddik and the Beinoni is the evil inclination. Meaning, the Tzaddik and Beinoni, which we are going to see, are no different in action. They're actually exactly the same. Both have never done Averos, or are in a place in which, that even if they did Averos, they are a different person now. They've done Tshuva Shlema. And the only difference that is going to be between the Beinoni and the Tzaddik is going to be whether they desire to do Averos. Whether they walk down the street and they see something that they want, the Beinoni is going to struggle and overcome that. And the Tzaddik is not going to even struggle at all. Right? He doesn't bechlal have a desire for those things. This is something that we're going to speak about a lot going forward throughout the year, but this is the most simple distinction between the Beinoni and the Tzaddik. On a deeper level, we're going to have to explain that really the only difference between the Tzaddik and the Beinoni is with regards to their neshama, is regards to their nefesh, and what the source of their nefesh is. And we're going to see that the difference between the Tzaddik and the Beinoni is, like we have state of mind, it's not a state of mind, it's a state of soul. Going from here, the Alter Rebbe has asked a number of very, very important questions. How is a person supposed to perceive themselves? Am I supposed to be besimcha? Am I supposed to see myself as a tzaddik, as a rasha? We try to start to redefine our terms. The most important term that we've defined so far is the rasha. The rasha is not necessarily an evil person, but he's a person who's been involved in sin or is involved in sin and hasn't done tshuva for them. We explain that there's a difference between a beinoni and a tzaddik, not in their actions, but in the state of their soul. Whether they have taiva or not, whether they have desire. The tzaddik does not desire sin at all. And the beinoni, on the other hand, desires sin, but overcomes that. Going forward, in order to answer our questions about self-perception, and who a tzaddik is, and who a rasha is, and who a beinoni is, we're going to have to start to look at the map of the soul. And from this point on, the Alter Rebbe starts to describe what the soul of a Jew is made up of. And it's very important to understand the map of the soul in order to really understand the external parts of us. Because as soon as we understand what's going on under our hood, right, what is going on under the car, so then we'll be able to really deeply understand everything else.